President wants to get some extra credit with young voters by helping them out with their student loans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In just a couple of hours, President Obama will announce plans to speed up student loan reforms, which the White House says will save borrowers hundreds of dollars per month. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is with us live from Washington with the latest on that story. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
What do we know about how this program is going to work?
Well, the administration is speeding up changes to what it calls its pay-as-you-earn program. Starting next year, low-income graduates will be able to cap their federal student loan payments at 10% of their discretionary income. The loan will be forgiven after 20 years instead of 25 under current law. And also starting next year, students who have two types of federal loans can actually combine them and shave up to 0.5% off their interest rates in the process. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says these programs are going to help millions of borrowers.
These are changes that will make a big difference in lives of current college students as well as recent graduates who are entering one of the toughest job markets in recent memory.
And, Steve, that difficult job market is, of course, why the administration is trying to speed things up. This plan was originally supposed to take effect in 2014.
You mentioned that it's the White House says it's going to help millions of borrowers. How many will actually sign up, do you think?
Well, probably more than we've seen in the past. The federal government has allowed low-income graduates to cap their federal student loan payments since 2007, but only, Steve, about 450,000 of the 36 million student loan borrowers in the country have actually signed up for that program. But Jack Jennings, who's the president of the Center on Education Policy, told me that that's just because they didn't know about it.
People throw their mail away, and that's the way that most people who have student loans are dealt with through the mail. So it's going to be taken advantage of much more than the previous measures have been.
And Steve Jennings says people are going to pay attention this time because the president is the one telling them about it.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer in Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, about 0.5% for the NASDAQ. The Dow is up 1%, 125 points at 11,831. The S&P up about 0.75% at the moment. Orders for big ticket items, heavy machinery, computers and the like fell in September by 0.8%. But the Commerce Department today said taking out orders for transportation equipment and aircraft, durable goods orders actually rose by the biggest amount in 6 months. In London today, struggling cell phone maker Nokia unveiled some new handsets that run on Microsoft's Windows operating system. Now, Nokia is trying to make a comeback with their new models, and they're expected to be introduced in the U.S. sometime next year. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports now, though, the company can't afford to wait too long.
Chief Executive Stephen Elop has admitted to being desperate after Nokia's previous attempt at smartphones flopped. Now the company is counting on Microsoft's wizardry, while the software giant is hoping the partnership will provide the boost its Windows mobile system has long needed. Charles Golvin is a telecom analyst at Forrester Research.
I expect that there is going to be some burgeoning momentum behind the Windows phone system and that Nokia can ride that to some level of success. Now, that's not a slam dunk.
Nokia remains the global leader by number of cell phones, but Golvin says it'll have to fight hard for a share of the smartphone market here. He says the company is almost starting from scratch.
It's certainly do or die for them in the U.S. market. I think this is their last opportunity to get it right.
A few months ago, though, Nokia's CEO took comfort in the drooling that he said he saw at a preview of the company's new offerings.
I want more drool. we want that. We have to delight customers.
Do that, he says, and Nokia's problems will take care of themselves. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Well, European leaders are back in Brussels today taking another shot at solving the debt crisis there. All this week, Marketplace is focusing on why we here in the U.S. should care about what's going on over there, and especially with the country at the center of the debt crisis, Greece. Now, the crisis could spread quickly across the globe because of exposure to Greek debt. So how do we explain exposure? Marketplace senior editor and Whiteboard host Patty Hirsch is here with the breakdown. Hey, Patty.
Hello, Steve.
So when I hear the word exposure, I'm not thinking good thoughts.
No, exposure is a negative word, right?
Yes.
To most of us, exposure means you've got hypothermia, so you're essentially freezing to death. It's kind of an unfortunate choice of word for financial people to use, because exposure isn't necessarily a bad thing.
It's not?
Obviously not. I mean, you go out in the sun ever?
Of course.
Well, that's good, because the sun is a great source of vitamin D, right? But you want to keep the sun off your face, but a nice daily dose of sun on your arms and legs is actually really good for you.
All right, so I should spend more time in the sun then?
No, don't go out in the sun, Steve. You'll get sunstroke, you'll get melanoma, you'll get cancer. The sun is a killer.
All right, I get it. You're telling me that I need to moderate my exposure.
Right, or you're going to get burned. So to paraphrase, it's not the sun that burns people. It's overexposure to the sun that burns people.
So what does this have to do with the Greek government debt?
Well, Greek debt is like the sun.
It is?
Sure. I mean, there are good reasons to buy Greek debt, right? I mean, you get paid a lot of money these days for that stuff, for now, and there may even be a guarantee.
Yeah.
Maybe. But you don't want too much Greek debt. It's like you and the sun. You want to get a little, not too much.
Just like on my arms and my legs, right?
Right, just for some color and that vitamin D. And if you're smart, you won't stay out too long.
Maybe apply some sunblock.
Like a hedge, right, exactly. Like an insurance
hedge,
policy.
Yes.
Yeah, in case you stay out too long, yes. But if you go and stretch out by the pool at midday in your swimmies, yes, you're going to get covered in Greek bonds. They're all over you. I don't care how much sunblock you're wearing. You're going to get burned.
All right. So exposure, Patty, to bonds simply means you own bonds. It's the overexposure that's the problem.
Right. Bonds don't burn people.
Yeah, I think we get the message. Patty Hirsch, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, clothing tops the list of the most wanted things for the holidays. That's according to the Consumer Electronics Association's holiday purchase study. Tablet and notebook computers came in second and third on the list. Peace and happiness. Seriously, peace and happiness. They were number one on the list last year, but apparently the more realistic gifts this year, an iPad or a Donna Karan blouse. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
So here's a thought. What if Germany's role in the European debt crisis is more emotions than economics?
Germans have been searching for a missing part of their soul, passion. They envy the sun-filled days of their Mediterranean neighbors.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, German Envy. Next time on Marketplace, the rest of the day's business news as well from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.